Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to our next call in our Yin Yang Chao Mo meridians. And as we settle in for today, we are working with what I like to call the extra emotions, transforming guilt, apathy, shame, anxiety, etc. And as I was saying right before I started the recording, I want to wish everybody a happy equinox, happy spring, happy astrological new year. This is, I think, the third new year we get to celebrate and of the year. And depending upon which one you celebrate, I say bring them all in. I'll take all the fresh new energy. So as we gather today, this might be an interesting time as well, given that March is, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, a planetary... Ooh, what's the word to use? It's adventurous up in the skies, shall we say. So it seems people are definitely feeling the feels within all of that. So we'll see what bubbles up for our group today. I really missed you guys last week, so I'm really happy to be back here with y'all. Yeah, conglomerate would be a good word. I had a lot of four-letter words running through my head, and I couldn't think of a non-four-letter word to use. Conglomerate, yes, thank you for that. I will take that forward with my day. All right, y'all. So as we get going in to our session today, I'll invite you to find a place where you can either sit or lay and get cozy, comfy. And as we all adjust, making yourselves a little bit more comfy, cozy, turning after you feel settled, your attention to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking a moment to drink that in and really receive that for the nourishment that it very well may be. And on that note of nourishment, I'm going to invite you to now purposefully, consciously look around your room. Or you can go inward, just as purposefully, mindfully, inwardly, and looking around the internal space. And as you look around, externally or internally, letting the gaze land, letting your attention land on anything that's pleasant to neutral. And I invite you to get really curious about this thing that your gaze has landed on. Specifically curious about what it is you like the most about this thing. And as you notice what it is you like the most about this thing, I invite you to breathe that inside of you, imagining it with every breath. Whatever that thing is that you're appreciating, you can drink in a little bit deeper, receiving this nourishment and taking it all the way in, all the way through. Every breath, an opportunity to drink in maybe just 1% more if it seems to be available. And Thank you. Thank you for bringing all of you. And thank you to all that's gone into this sweet opportunity for us to connect in this way today. Thank you to your families. And thank you to your ancestors, your lineages, and the deepest of reverence to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands, that have nourished all of those that have come before us and all of us that are yet to arrive. And thank you to the villages that support each and every one of us, allowing us to be here in these ways today as we are. And as we take a moment to give thanks, I invite any part of that that feels good to also be received and taken in as nourishment, to mindfully receive the offering of gratitude. So as you offer your blessings, you in turn get to receive what it is to be blessed. Oh. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. And as we settle in, I invite you to take a moment just to again gently scan your body, looking potentially for anything that feels just a little bit like crunchy or stiff, or might even need just a little bit more comfort in adjusting. And you're welcome to wiggle woggle, shake shimmy, readjust as much as you need to. And for this area, the question I'm going to pose is this a chronic area where often you seem to need to adjust, or there's often just like a little something that's agitating or niggling at the system? And as you sit with that with curiosity, we're actually going to run lymphatic circulation for this region, offering anything that's ready to go an opportunity to leave. That might even include things like low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, as much as it might toxins, gunk, and waste. And that in turn is all linking into the 10th house in astrology, which works with career, achievement, recognition, along with outward self-expression. So for all intents and purposes, those little niggly, aching points may be trapped expressions, things that just haven't had a chance to say what they need to say, feel what they need to feel, be what they want to offer. As we give the body mind some space to let that expression roll through, linking that all into, interestingly enough, house 12, house of surrendering, allowing, making that space. House of peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And as you take time to be with this, we're going to also run circulation of blood through to the liver that also helps with the 12th house and those same actions and activities of surrender and releasing. And as you run blood supply through to the liver, I see the liver almost like it's limping across like a really long, like after you've run like a really long race, like a marathon or a triathlon, and it finally made it. And it's like, oh, okay, oh, I'm there. I can get there. I can do this. It's over now. And it's got that feeling of just like out of breath, it was out of energy a long time ago kind of thing, and it's just grateful that it finally gets to take a break. And as we invite it to, in essence, cross the metaphorical finish line of whatever seems to be the marathon in your lives these days, we're giving it some support to actually get the rest it needs without having to go into what might be considered a habitual collapse or the tendency to just go like, ugh, I can't go on anymore. And instead, again, this is relating to the sort of niggling areas of holding your body, sending nerve supply there to give proper, I'm going to call it vagal tone, meaning there's not like the collapsed muscle, but it's not too like soldier, rigid energy. But it's just in that nice middle ground space. And as we offer that energy in the nervous system, we're gonna also link it through to the heart chakra for the heart chakra's role in harmony. And then we're gonna link that all through to the yin chao mo meridian. And we're looking at the various ways in which this meridian supports our healthy relationship to our bodies and to the capacity to stay within them, to ground within them. And working with bringing in the quality specifically of self-trust. And as that comes in, I see it releasing a tendency of feeling scattered or feeling very overly spacious, potentially, might be a way to say it. And for this one, we actually need to link this meridian into its sort of buddy. And its buddy in Chinese medicine is the Renmo or conception vessel meridian. As this links into the conception vessel meridian, bringing with it, as it always carries, that nourishment, that nurturing at a very deep yin feminine level. I see it as helping the yin chao mo meridian remember its feminine essence. It's like it forgot that it was meant to actually be a source of nourishment and nurturing, not just for others, but also onto itself. Okay, so here, we're actually going to defrag a bit of people pleasing. As you run that computer def as you run that defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, takes out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and as that clutter goes, what remains gets to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Okay, and as we work with this defrag, we're also now connecting this combination of meridians, the yin chao mo and the conception vessel meridian, into the ears for its capacity to actually receive, to listen to things that nurture and nourish you, things that nurture and nourish your soul, things that bring in nurturing and nourishment to the various archetypal energies that you carry, including all of your inner children. And as we work with the inner children, offering them all the things that they didn't actually get a chance to hear that they might have wanted to have heard when they were those ages. I love you. I'm proud of you. You got this. I'm here for you. You don't have to do this alone. I'll be kind with you. Whatever those phrases are that most deeply call to you, take a moment to even see if one of those may have appealed to you, or maybe more than one, or you might have another set of words that you're present to. Feel free to call those in. And as you're aware of these words, the opportunity is here to offer them to the inner children and let them really deeply listen and hear what it is to be valued. And to also give them space to actually value taking time and space to be loved. when we are in people-pleasing mode, it's always about self-sacrifice and ignoring our own needs. So this is actually the reversal of that process. What is it to offer compassion and love to your little ones so they can actually get to hear what may have been missing that set the stage for that people-pleasing? As you take the time to let your little ones hear all of this validation, all of this affirmation, you may even feel called to imagine taking a moment to touch, to hold, to hug, to cuddle, or anything else that feels right. Maybe the two of you go on a little playful adventure. And if there's any sense that these little ones feel sort of trapped in any which way, you can invite them to magically come with you. To magically, almost like Harry Potter can wave a wand, or Mary Poppins shows up with her umbrella, or something, again, playful and fantastical like a child might use. And they get to leave those unpleasant circumstances and go wherever feels right for them. Anywhere that they want to be. As we let these little ones choose their destination, it might be somewhere that you know of in the world, it might be somewhere fantastical, or it might be actually within your own body. Maybe they want to curl up in your heart space. Maybe they want to go to the beach, the forest. Maybe they want to climb the, oh, what are the words, a pyramid. Okay, and within all of that, amidst all of that, we're going to take all of that inner child energy now, and we're going to link it into the astrological house that works with inner child energy, which is out of the fifth house. It's also the house of play, pleasure, of hearts, heart meridian, which also works with the energies of respect and dignity. So as we spend time with our inner little ones this way, offering them respect and dignity, they get to, in essence, remember that energy and learn about it if it's maybe received for the first time. And they get to explore what it is to receive this level of nourishment in their learning, in their development, and in their growth. We're also going to bring in the planetary energy of the sun through to the little ones, wherever they may be, including that heart space. And as you bring in the planetary energy of the sun, bringing in full nourishment, the fullest potential possible of nourishment for you as an individual, for all these little ones as an individual. And then we're linking all things heart into pericardium and lungs. And we can think of the pericardium as that external lining of the heart, as well as having its own meridian in Chinese medicine. The lungs also have a meridian, of course, as you've heard. And these three work together in a way that becomes almost like a holy trinity of sorts, of energy, of fire, of almost like core warmth. It's almost like a furnace, an engine. I actually just see like a shell of coolness melting away off of the lungs, heart, pericardium, off of the three areas that not in five element theory, like not in Chinese medicine, but if we were on a four element system, these align with giving our body some warmth, some fire, some energy. And And for these three, we're giving them permission to take up some space with their energy, with their aliveness. And then we're linking, almost like this becomes a furnace of sorts, to the pilot light, the Ming Men, hanging out in that low back, lumbar 2, lumbar 3, made up of bladder 23s and governing vessel 4. And as we work with these three energy centers, lungs, heart, pericardium, linking them all into the Ming Men collectively, it's as if the furnace can more effortlessly run all on its own without you having to engage in the same amount of work that it may have seemed like it took in self-care just to give you the energy that you needed to do your day. So it's making things a little lighter, a little easier to hold, so to speak. And as we work with this, it's all working again with this energy of where we started, yin chao mo meridian, and the energy of self-trust, of being able to trust that there's enough energy coming in here without you having to overly work for it or manage it in ways that you may have thought you had to do before. And as we bring in the pattern of self-trust, it's also beginning to explore the comforts and what it means to be in here rather than looking for your needs to be met out there through any activities of people-pleasing. Without the need to have to do something for the other in order to get your own needs met. But rather getting to really remember and learn about what it is to honor and have dignity, respect for this internal you to be put mindfully, attentively, lovingly first in your life. Okay, and as we work with that all, going again into that yin-yang, pardon me, I keep saying that, the yin-chao-mo meridian, and this time it's looking more so at how it is we stand up for ourselves, and it's going into very specifically the legs and their capacity to move us. Helping us to work with the upward flow of fluid, like lymphatic venous return, etc., and the downward flow of chi. To supportively help us ground and be able to move, got it, forward with our self-reflections guiding us. So being able to take that aha, take that awareness that's bubbling up, and being able to actually walk with it rather than having to rinse and repeat and hear that yet again and have that same experience multiple times. It's looking like it's an easier way to be able to pick up your awarenesses and integrate them and actually move forward with them without having to be as repetitive in the learning process as may have happened before. And that's in part because of the energy coming from the lungs, the heart, the pericardium, making it just a little bit easier to get the energy that we need in our system and moving it through. And that in turn is linking into house 12, this time working with one of the planets that hangs out here, that of Neptune, for its role in spontaneity, as well as for inspiration. And then we're linking that into the first house, the house of Aries, which is the energy that we're in right now with the sun. And as we work with this, bringing in the energy of assertive, energetic, instinctual aliveness, being able to take all that spontaneity and use it in a way that's instinctual without you having to overly, again, figure anything out or effort hard to just be able to energetically, assertively express and move forward. Okay, and as I put that all together, it's linking into the diaphragm. We need to unwind some connective tissue through here to release any sense of, I'll call it false control. One might argue any sense of control is false. And as we work with it, that false sense of control that unwinds through the diaphragm, I actually see it releasing specifically now the emotion of just massive amounts of overwhelm from the Yang Chao Mo meridian. And as we head over to the Yang Chao Mo meridian, working specifically with how it is you're perceiving the world, and coming in through what seems to be like a lens of overwhelm, like everything just feels like it's a lot to be with, creating almost like a deer in the headlights. To the point where the choice point may even be to withdraw because it's just too much. Might be to shut out or numb out or cope in some way. And this overwhelm is actually linked to a pattern of feeling like we had to take on more than we could chew to prove ourselves. Be like, wow, you did that? You did all of that by yourself? And all those times where you may have even heard those words, it even would actually reinforce that we have to do all of this all by ourselves, all on our own. And all of the overwhelm that relates to that. We actually are going to gently meet with a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And we're going to do it for that diaphragm, the regular breathing diaphragm, to be clear. And as we do work with it here, we're also going to work with bladder one point in the inner corner of the eye. That helps us to again see that world with clarity, see our world and the present moments alike with clarity. What if, just like the ears could take in nourishments, so too do the eyes get to be drawn to what nourishes them, to seeing things that bring in beauty and grace and joy. And being able to find the beauty, the grace, the joy, even when what we're seeing might seem to be just a little bit challenging. Maybe there is a surprising reason underneath that all. Maybe we can press pause to go, maybe I won't make a snap judgment on this. Maybe there's still some magic, some beauty in here somewhere. I wonder, how curious can my vision be? How curious can my vision be? And as we bring in curiosity into the senses, well, into the sense of sight, we're working with it not just physically, but also on that subtle sense of sight as well. Okay, and then we're gonna link that into the genitals, working with the center of pleasure, of joy, and the liver meridian has a tendency to guard, And it's actually guarding the genitals against that pleasure, against noticing nourishment in that way, and as it blocks, being able to mindfully see what brings you pleasure, what brings you joy again. As it didn't always feel safe to be able to notice that. It's carrying with it the essence of protecting you from noticing what it is you didn't have, noticing what you were seemingly deprived of. As soon as I say deprivation, it also boots up the word neglect, ignored, and abandoned. I'm going to sum up all those words again with deprivation, neglect, ignored, abandoned. And then we're releasing that off of the hips. And as it unwraps off the hips, it's also releasing the need to quote unquote atone for that which you feel guilty for. To atone for that which you feel guilty for. Which may have gotten in the way of being able to see what nourishes you, to see what brings you pleasure. And as we release, I'll call it habitual guilt. As this is actually a fairly long-standing habit pattern. And as it releases off of the hips, linking it into house 12 again. Release, surrender, allowing. And as that happens, I see excess grumpiness, I'm going to call it, slide off of the genitals and the hips and the low back and that Ming Men area alike. And as it slides off, it just gently falls to the ground, becoming a source of a blessing or a nourishment to the earth below. And as the earth recycles that energy, I see all the nutrients from the recycling process being able to circle back up through your feet, through kidney one, through into your kidney meridian as it goes all the way up into the head brain, cycling in more nourishment, more alertness, more vibrancy, more animation. And that just gives more energy to help the old patterns drop away. And anything else that drops away gets to be recycled through the earth and gets to be received and taken up as energy yet again and again and again and again. And as we cultivate this type of relationship with the earth, this type of sourcing our vitality with Mother Earth, I feel drawn just to take a moment to offer gratitude that this process is available. To offer us nourishment in this way, to receive lovingly what it is to be held, to be nourished, to be mothered by the earth herself. And as that rises through the legs, as that rises through the legs, coming in now through the yin and the yang, chow, mo, meridians alike, helping to lift up. All that it carries upwards. And helping to release anything again that no longer serves. And as it rises through the legs, releasing any bits of numbness, weakness, spasms, any tremors, twitches, releasing through it. All the different various forms of fear, including anxiety itself. as it says that, I actually see this image of you being held lovingly as a newborn, being rocked, being lovingly supported. For whatever reason, that image seems to be connected into this energy rising up from the legs all the way through to the third eye and the prefrontal cortex alike. And as that energy rises through the legs into the forehead, into the prefrontal cortex, center of empathy, wisdom, much like the heart of our head. Also into that third eye region, sense of intuition and insight. And all things feminine here as well. And that continues to rise all the way up to now the crown. I see the very base of the feet and the back of the heels linking up to the crown energetically held from head to toe. The invitation here is to breathe into your toes, your feet, your heels. Breathing into the crown of the head. And all of this is defined by the consciousness of rebirth. And I actually see the image of you giving birth onto yourself, creating yourself. And as you give birth onto yourself, co-creating you, I see the yin and the yang Chalmo meridian pop up like spring flowers, daffodils and daisies and tulips. I'm not sure if a daisy is quite a spring flower or not. In the prairies, we get things at different timelines, so forgive me if that's not quite accurate. And as we work with all those images of flowers popping up in this way, blossoming, bringing forth this energetic spring, linking it into now the sense of taste. Into the mouth and the tongue alike for being able to invite in tasty experiences, nourishing sweetness in this way. Interesting, we've gone from ears to eyes to mouth, all in one sensual session today. And as that gets evoked, doing an emotional release of sadness. From the pancreas reflex points. And that hangs out roughly a hand's width down from that outside edge of the left armpit. Works with feeling embraced by the universe. Works with taking the sweetness of life, and works with union, with integration. And there's almost a sense of sadness of, if I bring things into union and integrate them, then it's all over. And we're just reminding it that it actually gets to be experienced in a different way, in a new way. So it continues to evolve into every moment becoming alive and an opportunity to live anew, to see freshness, to be available to the possibilities that spring forth, that get to change dynamically. And And as we work with that, it actually helps to release that underlying fear of stillness or stagnancy, underlying that sadness. Is release the fear of stagnancy / stillness from this pancreas reflex point. I see the legs begin to move and groove, and the yin and the yang chao mo meridian beginning to actually really be welcomed with pleasure, with play, with joy as they get to move through the legs. It becomes almost like a little mini celebration, a party of sorts that gets to feel good. We've opened up these hips and genitals and upper legs alike through the pelvis as well to pleasure. And as the legs get involved, they get to actually really continue to receive and feel what it means to move in pleasure. Giving it permission to not have to essentially hold still or be told, don't you dare move. Stand in that corner, don't move a muscle. All the times in which you are perhaps told to quell your movements, quell your expression, to stifle yourself. And as you release those holding patterns that are available, those layers that are ready to go, running the permissions. The words here are, I can hold myself up now. I can hold myself up now. And then we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. And giving that another couple of breaths, letting this part integrate. Then we're heading again into that yin chao mo meridian. And here we're working with the theme of very deep unworthiness, connected to both patterns of depression and the idea that it would be better if you just abandoned yourself. And that deep, deep unworthiness actually began in the womb space. It began in the first trimester. And everyone's got a slightly different version of how this played out for them, but the sense of feeling unwanted and feeling like their presence, that their very existence was somehow being taken on as a punishment, setting up low self-worth, understandably so. And just see how this lands with curiosity. What if your security, what if your self-worth was actually not something that you created or caused? You might be hanging on to it for a really good reason at this juncture, because it's familiar and known, and how you figured out how to stay safe when you were small. But what if we can release, just times in which you beat yourself up for carrying low self-worth, for carrying low self-esteem. It's almost as if there's this subtle shaming around, like, oh, that's just my low self-worth again. Oh, that's just my insecurity again. Oh, I have to think more about myself. I have to do something about myself. And the more we engage within that, the more that shame might actually not have a way out anymore. It may actually just deepen and burrow. And I talked briefly about different types of shame. Was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? And this is helping this shame that's actually keeping things frozen and stuck. We would call this white shame, is where it would sort of fit. And it's not actually helping it to actually move or even move into red shame, which would be the shame that would say we're shameful of our actions. What if we could actually take a moment to just sit with this shame that wasn't overly created or caused by you, around all that sense of deep unworthiness that began in the womb? In the womb. And we wouldn't hold babies accountable or responsible for what happened to them, especially in the womb. So, that same way, I offer you an opportunity to sit with yourself and offer yourself any little bits of forgiveness, potentially not even just crumbs, potentially even a whole sandwich of forgiveness if it's available for you, and if it feels like that's something that you are interested in taking in and digesting. And as we offer ourselves, to whatever extent it might be available, that self-forgiveness for hanging on to low self-worth, for hanging on to insecurity, doing it for all the good reasons that we did in ways and efforts to stay safe and protect ourselves, we get to sit with what it means to look at things from a slightly different angle without that same old pattern of shaming ourselves. And as we hang out here, giving yourself space and grace, gentleness, compassion alike. I invite you to imagine yourself as a bundle of cells, maybe even forming into that little zygote, maybe even going into a little fetus, a baby. Wherever your attention lands in this womb space, as you hang out with that all, I wonder if you could offer this little one what they seem to need. What nourishment are they missing? What can we grant them that they may not have had an opportunity to receive when they were little? And this very act actually gives us the capacity to unwind all of the habitual patterns that we have in play of, again, beating ourselves up for low self-esteem, low self-worth. And as we do that, it actually begins to create possibility for change around that unworthiness. Which may have already shifted, which may already feel a little different. There may already be a different perspective on it. Maybe if we don't have to beat ourselves up for it, we don't have to be focused on being an endless self-improvement project. Maybe we get to lay that down. And maybe instead we get to offer a friendship to ourselves. What does it mean to befriend this body mind? And as we work within all of this, I see dropping away the belief system that I am the cause of all suffering. I am the cause of all suffering. And that deep sense of self-blame, that deep sense of being responsible for all the suffering, and therefore the need to potentially fix and save others in the face of all the suffering that you may have caused, gets to be lovingly greeted in a very different way. We're linking that in to all 12 houses, all 12 of them. No small thing. And as we do that, at the same time, I see the five elements, all five of them being placed in the navel, working with being centered and what it is to be held in the natural cycle of the world again. And letting that offer almost like a blueprint to this little one in the womb who may not have gotten that information but gets to have it now. As we offer that information, it may help other layers of conditioning to wash away. Then we're tapping this part out here, invitation to breathe and receive, however feels right. As we work within this all, we're going to link the four centers of acceptance in the back of the skull, not a body talk thing, it's a breathwork thing, into the, also not a body talk thing, but a breathwork thing, the compassion centers. Working with integration through the lens of what it means to accept our own compassion. What might it mean to accept our own compassion? And it's linking, for whatever reason, into the upper palate. And then down in through the, pardon me, into the sinuses and into the lungs. Okay, I was waiting for these to come up. And these are actually supporting the energy of grief to release and let go all that is ready to go from our time together in this session. As if the sinuses and the lungs have been the processing centers waiting to help to release this all, to disperse this all. If you do have phlegm moving through, this might actually be a really useful thing to, not always pleasant, but it might be useful to support your health. And as we work with this, I'll call it purging of sorts, it creates a hollowing out, creates more space. And on the other side, or in the face of what's been hollowed out, there actually gets to be emotions that move through with greater ease, as well as creating energy in the system, as that's what emotions are meant to carry, as well as awareness and a deepening into the natural joy that's meant to always be here. And then we're unhooking this idea that you're entitled. If you expect to be present to joy, and as we unhook that, releasing with it the emotions of shame from the lungs as well as from the sinuses, releasing the shame of having hung on to all the stuff that may not have overly served, but there's a sense of feeling like you maybe beating yourself up for that all. as you release any other habitual self-critical, beating yourself up, self-blame moments that are ready to go through here. Bringing in circulation of all the healing resources to really fortify these sinuses as well as the lungs to process all that they can. Running a body chemistry on the phlegm that's moving through here. As that happens, as the phlegm leaves, I actually see the entire head brain, in particular the emotional brain, get clearer and clearer and clearer, bringing in again circulation of all those healing resources now through to the limbic brain. And then down through to the heart to create harmony. As we tap this out here, invitation to breathe, however feels right for you. Giving that a gentle round of breath. Thank you so much for calling this medicine in. And thank you so much for all of you. Thank you for showing up with all of you and all that you bring to the table. It's a deep, deep joy to get to serve in this way. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I do have a 6-minute song for those of you who are able to stay. Okay, bear with me in the pronunciations. Yemanja, YEMANJA is the song title. The artist is Rainer, like rain, ER, at the end of that all. Rainer, who, Schoenbrunn. And it's from the album Viento Bueno. All right, my loves. Taking a moment to, as you relax with the music for the next 6 minutes, potentially bring in that resource that you found earlier. Or stay right where you are if this feels like it's a good thing, right, to be where you are.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the journey today, y'all. Blessings in the rest of your day and your week ahead. Mwah. Happy spring again. Bye for now. And you're most welcome to all the thank yous in the chat feature. And we'll see you next week. You're most welcome. Bye.